section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
AJ Styles is in the news, Matt Hardy gets one more chance, and the Royal Rumble is this weekend. All this and much, much more on this week's Off the Mark.
This is TNA Impact referee Brian Hebner, and you're listening to Off the Mark.
86 Productions.
Another episode of Off the Mark. We are the podcast that provides most in-depth insight and analysis into the world of professional wrestling. I am Andrew, he is Aaron, and we have two special guests. We have Doug Hahn and Roger Cave. Let's start the show by discussing the most recent news. So, Jim Ross is now going to be calling NJPW on Access TV. Doug, what are your thoughts on this?
I actually like this. It brings a little bit more of a namesake to the New Japan Wrestling calling, and probably might even bring a couple more fans who see the headlight of Jim Ross. So, I'll enjoy it.
Aaron, what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, no, I totally agree. After we had the other guy join SmackDown, it's nice to have JR back, you know, in a wrestling capacity, and in particular to see him do NJPW. He did really great for Wrestle Kingdom 9, I believe it was, last year with Matt Stryker. And so it'll be nice to see him do NJPW some more.
Now, Roger, I got to ask, with AJ Styles teasing the Royal Rumble debut, do you think it's going to happen this Sunday, or do you think they're going to wait till Raw?
I think he shows up on Raw. I don't think Styles would be in the Rumble. I think it'd be a nice... It would have been a cool surprise had it not been leaked and teased, and we've all thought about it now. I will say this. If you're trying to build AJ as a big star and they've paid him as much as rumored, having him come in the Rumble just to get tossed out probably isn't the best way to go about booking him. So I can understand kind of avoiding him debuting in the Rumble match. Now, you could definitely have the Bullet Club or however you want to get him have just interfere and take someone out, but I wouldn't put him in the match. Plus, I don't think his like music hitting would be all that big of a deal because they're not going to use his like ready to fly TNA music. So it wouldn't be a big deal until he just came out and then we'd be like, oh, AJ's here. But I would leave him out of the Rumble and let him just show up on Raw. Let him be the open challenge answer, or let him be Kevin Owens, you know, opponent, or however you want to do it. Just don't put him in the Rumble.
Now, Doug, are you a little bit more biased because you're going to be there?
I want to see it. I absolutely want to see it. This is the one thing, my saving grace of the Royal Rumble. Like, Reigns could win the championship still again. As long as AJ's in the Rumble, I'll still say it was, you know, worth it to go. Now, as for what Roger said about the music hitting and no one's going to understand or hear it, I absolutely agree. So, that being the case, I say Curtis Axel comes out, AJ knocks him out on his way into the ring.
Again? 2 years?
Yes.
That would be kind of cool.
Yeah.
Like, just have AJ steal his spot.
Mm-hmm.
That way you don't need any ring music. He just takes it and runs with it.
Is there some type of a countdown or how long that Curtis Axel's been in the Royal Rumble? I'm pretty sure we should have a website just dedicated to that, where it just shows how long he's been in it and also Maven.
I was about to say, yeah, Maven still hasn't been eliminated, and we're going on 13 years, so when's he going to cash in his title shot? Or maybe him and Axel at Mania for the right to be declared the undisputed, never been eliminated champion?
That's true. Now, Doug, what would be the, besides AJ Styles, if there was one person that was going to make a surprise entrant, who would you want to see?
Surprise entrant?
Yes.
Besides AJ Styles. It would be kind of awesome if Daniel Bryan came back.
I completely agree. I think Daniel Bryan would be the surprise. What about Hacksaw Jim Duggan?
Nah.
Now, Aaron, is there any surprise entrants that you want to see?
Yeah, no, I agree with Doug. Actually, Daniel Bryan would be the one for me. I would mark out, you know, the one that would be most likely to be there would be a Daniel Bryan, a Finn Balor even, or a Samoa Joe. That would really make me happy.
Well, that's the thing. They are going to be in Orlando, and NXT is just stone's throws away, so... Now, Doug, if there was anyone from NXT who's going to be in the Royal Rumble, who's the one person you'd want to see in it?
Probably Samoa Joe, actually.
Really?
I mean, Finn Balor would be cool and everything, but I know Finn's going to stay down for a while, probably just to hold on to the championship and kind of build up some more of the people down there. But since AJ Styles is coming to Raw, to see Samoa Joe come into the Rumble, I think, would be a big tease that Styles was going to be there. So I think you throw in Samoa Joe.
All right, Doug, I got to ask, do you think that Big Show is going to come out as a face, or is he going to turn heel in the Rumble?
About three people in, he's going to be turned to a face, and then two people later, he's going to turn to a heel. And I think the over under of heel changes and face changes should be at 3.5.
Now, Roger, do you agree with that?
I think when his music hits, he'll be a face. And then while he's walking down, he'll turn heel. Before he enters the ring, though, he'll turn back face. Then as he steps into the ring, he's going to make another heel turn. Then he's going to eliminate someone and go back to face. But then as he gets eliminated, he's going to make a heel turn, but he's going to hit the ground on his face. Then he's going to make a face turn. And then as he's stretched out of the arena, he's going to turn heel. He's going to turn heel on the EMTs to come out to help him. Then as he's walking back, he's going to go face one more time, wave to the crowd. They're going to chant, please retire. Then he's going to demand that he's not going to retire. He's going to turn heel and he's going to leave.
So I think that is the over under of 3.5 there then.
Yeah. Okay. All right. But yeah, so I was shocked that he actually did a selfie, by the way, with that one guy. I was very surprised.
That's actually kind of cool, I thought. But either way, look, you know, Big Show's face right now, he's going to turn heel sometime later this year. Let's just be honest. Andy, New Day and the Usos are going to be going for the tag titles, or they're going to be taking each other on for the tag titles at Royal Rumble. Doug, are you excited to see this match?
No, I really am. The only thing I'm looking forward to is the Rumble itself. So like if I could just show up right in time for the beginning of the Rumble, I'd be okay.
Do you think that the people who are wrestling beforehand are going to be in the Rumble?
I think just because of the injuries, you have to throw some of them in there, like a Dean Ambrose or Kevin Owens. I think you got to throw him in there too, just because there's another big name that you need in the actual Rumble itself. And so I hope so.
Doug, one more question for you. Does yes. Xavier Woods become this year's Santino Marella and get the shortest elimination?
Ooh, that is a good question. I want to say no, but if anybody has a chance, I think it is him.
Or does the trombone get its own elimination spot?
He's going to come out with the trombone resurrected. He's going to get knocked out and fall on the trombone, breaking it again and killing it.
Oh, it's so sad. Cause
oh, you know what they're going to do? Oh, my gosh. I never even thought about this. Kofi's going to land on the trombone, and he's going to hop on it to get back into the ring.
No.
Not the trombone. No.
I think he will.
Well, actually, though, Xavier on commentary screaming as Kofi was hopping on the trombone would be the call of the year.
Yeah, it would.
Yes.
Xavier gets knocked underneath the ropes, goes to commentary for a while, and then goes back in a little bit later. He's like, all right.
He yells, he's in the final four.
Yeah. I'm in the final four. Now, does anyone have the Usos winning here?
No.
Why did they give them Tag Team of the Year with the Slammy if they weren't going to push them? I'm slightly shocked to think they might be giving them the titles.
Would you wait till WrestleMania, though?
New Day was the Tag Team of the Year to me by far. So I just, the Slammy thing seems odd. The Usos were out half the year, weren't they? I think one of them hurt. So I'm not really sure what's going on here. There's clearly something in mind for them. I think the Lucha Dragons should actually be in this match instead of the Usos, especially after that spot.
Sin
Cara can't.
Yeah, Sin Cara's injured, unfortunately.
It's a mask. It's not even the original Sin Cara. Just put another
Sin Cara. I'm sorry. Sin Hunico is injured. All right.
It's
going to be Sin Big Show.
Yeah, we're going to get Sin Chavo Guerrero
put
Jr.
Darren Young under there. I don't care. Put Titus O'Neil under there. I mean,
what about Sami Zayn?
Oh
no! I
want him out as El Generico.
That would be amazing.
But Zane's like, if he comes out as El Generico, that would be interesting. But they won't do that.
So, Roger, you actually think that Usos have a good chance?
I think the Usos have. I would give them a 25% chance of walking out with the titles.
Wow,
Usos only a 25%.
So they could win is my other 25%, but by DQ. And then the 50% is just the New Day retained somehow.
Okay. And then the other one, Becky and Charlotte, which actually this feud has been pretty good, I think. I've actually enjoyed it a little bit. I think that they've done a fairly decent job of trying to build up Becky and making her a credible threat. I actually like the role Ric Flair is in, too, because he's kind of living vicariously through Charlotte. And I actually kind of like what he's been doing. So, Doug, obviously you're not too excited about it, but Andy, are you excited for this match?
I had a funny comment, but I'm not going to say it because it's wrong. But yeah, the whole thing with, this match actually could be good, because if they do what they were doing down at NXT, it could be great. I just hope that some way, somehow, Charlotte does retain by DQ, though. I think it would be interesting if someone comes in to help Becky Lynch, you know, because they're down there. It'd be kind of neat to see Bayley come out, but I think it's too soon for that.
This is not a Bayley match. I don't think.
Bayley will be back after WrestleMania. She'll be at the main roster, but right now she won't be. But it'd be kind of interesting if she just shows up.
Honestly, I kind of don't want to see Bayley on the main roster.
Agreed.
Not because I don't think her gimmick would work on the main roster anymore.
Not anymore.
But it's because of what, I mean, think about what they did with Tyler Breeze, you know? I mean,
yeah, they buried him.
They like, Triple H was like, yeah, you can call him up. And then Vince was like, yeah, he's not getting over, bury him. Like, yeah, he's not getting over because you're not giving him an opportunity to get over. All right. You know, it's like, I'm sorry, he's not muscle bound, you know, but like, he has a funny gimmick and you can make that work.
And how's Neville doing?
Yeah,
exactly. That's the best example.
What's actually more scary to me than Neville and Tyler Breeze is look at what Sasha Banks has not done. Mm. She was by far probably the performer of the year in 2015. And on the main roster, she's barely been given a chance to shine. If they're not going to push Sasha Banks properly, Bayley has no chance.
Well, I think the Sasha push is really going to be coming up pretty soon.
I hope so.
Just to get the Sasha versus Flair at WrestleMania.
Which one is face, though? Sasha's your face?
Because I think you got to go with Sasha as the face just because you've got the heat on Charlotte right now with her dad and everything that, you know what, Sasha becomes, you know, everybody's cheering for her anyway, so why not just keep her as the face? And there you go. You got your good guy, bad guy, or good girl, bad girl.
Oh, bad girl.
Yeah.
I mean, also, I think heel versus heel wouldn't be that bad of an idea either.
Well, I think that Sasha is kind of like the Randy Orton. Almost, yeah. You know, like how Randy Orton a couple years ago was, he was a heel, but he was being cheered. So they're like, all right, let's just organically turn him. And same thing with Sasha. Sasha's been out now for probably a month or so. And so, you know, you can bring her back here in a couple of weeks and have her be fresh and the crowd's going to cheer her. Just have her break off on her own or do a mini feud with her against Team Bad, you know, and then have her move on to Flair.
Mm-hmm.
So I agree, Doug. I like that. But so, Doug, you're saying that it sounds like that Charlotte retains here.
Yes.
Oh, without a shadow of doubt. There's no reason to put it on Becky Lynch. There's no reason why.
I guess you want to have a triple threat at WrestleMania.
I look, if I'm putting money on it, I'm picking Charlotte. But Becky winning, you know, if we're doing percentage thing, I'd do a 25% chance she could win the title.
Win the title or win the
title?
Match?
Win the title.
Wow. That's high. Yeah.
And that's actually, I should say 25% chance to win in general, but you know, I could see her even walking out with the title. I really could, because you know, if they want to put a lot behind her, she's been given some really good promos, but it would still surprise me, you know. So I would say, like I said, putting money down, I'm doing,
because I mean, Charlotte really is the face of the division going forward, I presume.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. yeah
But is this a time though that even though Ric Flair comes out with Charlotte, do you want to have Becky come out and say, I have my own muscle, and then bring Bayley out? Just to test it. No,
stop Bayley.
Yeah, Bayley's right, not. Right.
Stop with the Bayley.
Stop okay. trying to make Bayley happen. It's not going to happen.
I said AJ Styles, and guess what? He might be happy.
You also said Jack Swagger was coming back.
Hey, but you know what? Your jaw dropped when Zeb Colder came out. You're like, oh my
gosh.
Yeah,
both of us did pause.
We go. That's Jack Swagger's music.
We were terrified. Yeah. I actually think if you really want to do like muscle versus muscle, bring out Bret Hart, or bring out Mick Foley. Bring out somebody who has legitimate beef with Flair, who the crowd would immediately get behind, because and Mick Foley actually offered to do this. He posted he would happy to be in Becky's corner at the Rumble. It makes sense.
Hmm. Well,
he lives down there too.
Yep,
that's true. Completely true. Now, here's the one segment that I thought was kind of lame on Raw, but Vince McMahon comes out and he pulls names randomly out of the ball or the what do you want to call it, the cage and tumbler. Thank you. And he pulls out Roman Reigns three times. Didn't realize he was in it three times, but he is the number one entrant in the Royal Rumble. All right, Aaron, is he going to beat Ray's 62 minutes and 12 second streak?
So I saw quite a few posts about this, and no, he's not going to, because they've moved to a 90 seconds. And I think what they said was he would have to last, and Roger, I assume you're doing the math right now,
yeah,
an additional 18 minutes after number 30 came in, which would be a very long rumble. And so I think they're going to let Ray keep that one. I don't think that they're going to, you know, break it. And on top of it, too, look, Reigns has the record for most men thrown out in a single rumble. If you take a look now, he's been in two rumbles, and he's now like the 10th. In 10th place or so for most eliminations. I mean, that's quite a bit, you know, I mean, for being in two rumbles, he's now going to be in his third one. He's the number one entrant. Real quick, just to ask everyone, is Reigns in your final four?
Yes.
It depends on when Brock Lesnar comes out.
So for Andy, for you, you don't have Reigns in your final four.
Wouldn't it be interesting if you have Brock Lesnar come out as number two? Because then you can actually eliminate
him. That's a terrible idea. I don't mean that to be mean,
but I know.
If you bring Brock out at two, you basically now have the entire crowd knowing that the two most dominant superstars on the roster are one and two. Who legitimately has a chance to come in and be a force? Because even a Bray Wyatt or Rusev, they could easily team up on him and toss him out. Because you've already established they have their little alliance together. You need to have that big moment where Reigns has been fighting through and, you know, going through a war, and then Brock's music hits. If he comes out at two... Okay, number three is going to be the Hurricane versus Triple H and Austin, where he comes in and gets destroyed, and everybody else after that gets wrecked.
I imagine Lesnar's a number 27, 28 sort of area, you know, and when he comes out, it's going to be a, you know, here comes the pain, and like everyone, like the crowd is going to be insane for it. You are going to see Doug cheering. He's going to be just like so grateful to see Lesnar there. And
I'll be the highest pitched noise you hear.
Exactly. And you're going to see a close up of Reigns' face with that, moment. Mm-hmm. That's what you're going to see. I guarantee you. And by the way, I was actually exactly correct. Reigns has eliminated 18 people in two rumbles. CM Punk, 18 and 6. Edge, 18 and 6. What's that kind of say about Reigns? Reigns is going to be... He's going to beat Hulk Hogan's record. He's at 27 and 4. So Reigns,
he's going to be Mr. Royal Rumble from now on, because he's going to eliminate all 29 other competitors. He's going to get the longest running this time. And so he's going to already defeat every Royal Rumble stat is going to be Roman Reigns.
You got to make him look strong.
Yeah, I mean, because nobody else cares for him.
So I have a question for you guys, and this is half serious, half joking. Let's say that we all think the over-under on his eliminations is 15. Let's say that we think he's going to break his own record and go over the top. At what point does the crowd turn on him?
I would go under. I would go under. I don't think that he would do 15, but if you said over-under 9.5.
Coming from number one, which means he'll be there when everybody comes into the ring.
Coming from number one, 9.5, I probably would go over, but I think it's close for me.
Really?
At 9.5. If you said 11.5, I would say under. I would say under 11.5. And the main reason why is, obviously he's eliminated a lot of people, but even Shawn Michaels.
Shawn's not a powerhouse, though. Remember.
True.
Ones who were powerhouses, probably, like if Kane had come in at one, or Goldberg, or Undertaker, like what the year that Taker came in at one, didn't he eliminate like 10 people?
Well, taking a look at the most eliminations, obviously Reigns has the record with 12. Kane is 11. And then it's Hogan and Austin tied at 10.
Wow.
So, you know, that's why I'm saying I don't think over under 9.5, I would probably go over. But it's close. That's the thing. It's close. And I think that the crowd is going to turn on. I think that Orlando is going to – they're going to boo the crap out of Reigns. I think so. I don't know. Doug, do you kind of have that sense?
I hope so. And just in my ultimate of booking, I would love it if he got tossed out as number two. Just the awe aspect of it, too, like, because then you're going through the whole Rumble thinking, holy crap, we are going to see a new champion. The whole Rumble, you actually now can legitimately say, new champion. You get the excitement in there, and hopefully, you know, I mean, sure, everybody's probably got a Final Four pick, and one of them can be the new champion. So,
well, and I actually have like a similar fantasy booking for you that you're saying, Doug. Mine actually is the Final Four. I would have Reigns and Lesnar eliminate themselves as number 5 and 6, basically. Like Lesnar would throw Reigns over, but Reigns takes him with him. And so whoever the Final Four are, it would be this holy crap moment where the crowd is just like, oh my God, we are going to see a new champion. And, you know, you have like a Bray Wyatt in there or in like a Jericho, you know, and a couple other people where it's a like, we're going to see a new champion. And it's these four people. One of these four is going to be the champion. And then it's a, you know, a really big moment, I think. That's what I would do fantasy wise. However, though, it is the E, and we know exactly what's going to happen. In my opinion, I don't know how anyone could say this, could not say this, but Lesnar and Reigns has to be in your Final Four, and more than likely, it's probably going to be in your Final Two. That's my guess, but I would say has to be in your Final Four.
I could see one exception to the Final Two, but I agree with you on the Final Four.
I it has to be those two, and then I'm going to go out on a limb, and I'm going to say that we're going to see Bray Wyatt is going to be the third one, and then I don't know, maybe Miz.
Okay, yeah. It's Kevin Owens. All right, let's just put it that way. That'll be.
I can tell you who it won't be. It won't be Del Rio because he will not be at the pay per view. Guarantee it.
I'm going to say Jericho. I'm going to say Wyatt, Jericho, Lesnar, and Reigns. That's what I'm going to say because they've been pushing Jericho. I think Jericho will be in the Final Four. So, and I'm going to go out on a limb right now. I'm going to say Reigns retains because they have to make him look as strong as possible.
Real thin limb you're going out on there. Really pushing the boundaries.
I know, right?
I think last week I said that I was like, there was a surprise. I know who my surprise is. Triple H is in my Final Four. He is my slot. And I think he's the person who eliminates Reigns. I think that is how you get to WrestleMania and get their match going without him having to lose and without having to put the title on Lesnar as well.
So who has the title?
In my scenario, Ambrose wins it. And you actually feud Ambrose and Reigns over the summertime with Reigns being a little bit bitter that Ambrose capitalized on the fact that Reigns got screwed.
So you then would have Ambrose lose the IC title to Owens earlier in the night.
He loses the IC title back to Owens. Or actually, the perfect reason for him losing the IC title is then Owens now can challenge him for the World Heavyweight title, saying, I just took one title from you. I should have the right to take another title from you. Do champion versus champion.
Is that your fast lane?
I would be fine with that as a fast lane match. You know, champion versus champion. We did one earlier and it was interesting. And Owens have a credible, you know, claim to the championship. I also could see Wyatt potentially walking out with it if he'd like screwed over Lesnar and then Wyatt Lesnar for the title. Mm-hmm. You could also do that.
I was actually kind of thinking about Wyatt winning the title and how big of a moment it would be, because if, let's say, it was the Final Four and Roman Reigns wasn't there and you had Wyatt and Wyatt was able to, you know, win the title.
It would have to be an Austin Brett type thing, I feel like. I think Lesnar would have to toss him with the referees not looking. Maybe they're distracted by Hunter and Reigns brawling. Wyatt comes back in later, tosses him out, and then Heyman's, you know, furious that Lesnar got screwed again, but, you know, they never saw him feet hit the floor, things like that. Because I think Wyatt could do a good run as champ.
And Andy, what about you?
Why don't you have Triple H come out as number two and actually eliminate Roman Reigns right off the bat?
Because the thing is, Hunter coming out as a surprise keeps him fresh. Mm-hmm. So it's a good way for the authority to kind of screw over Reigns. Like, okay, you've had to fight this entire match. Now we're going to bring in a 12-time world champion. He's going to come in at number 30. He wants pure revenge. He doesn't even care if he wins. He just wants to take you out. He's going to pull you out of the ring, hit you with a couple sledgehammer shots, hit you with the chair. Like, if you bring him in at number two, it's basically a fair match between a guy in his prime and a 45-year-old Triple H. That doesn't help the authority. It doesn't help Hunter. He's going to get beat up unless you have people jump him.
Yeah, I would think he would come in at number three. I would agree with that. And also, the crowd would be like, whoa. It wouldn't be like having Rey Mysterio come out a couple of years ago get booed to hell.
I was going to say, this is my ultimate scenario, which I absolutely know is not going to happen. You have Triple H come out as 29 and start beating up on Roman Reigns. But then number 30 is, can you smell what The Rock is cooking?
Ooh.
He comes out, eliminates Triple H, would set up the feud for a Triple H versus Rock at WrestleMania. The reason I know that's not going to happen is because he can't wrestle at WrestleMania.
Thanks, Baywatch. Thanks, Baywatch.
Yep.
Doug, that actually is a good way to look. Yeah, that's a good thing. Because so technically, Andy, it could be done.
Andy,
it
who,
could
who,
be, but no.
Who are your final four?
I have a dream final four. That would be Samoa Joe.
What's your realistic final four?
Jeez.
Yeah.
My realistic.
Dreams were yesterday, Andy. This is Tuesday.
Okay. It's going to be Brock Lesnar, Roman Reigns, Kevin Owens, and no, not The Miz. You got to have another heel. I would say Bray Wyatt. I think that'll be the final four. And what I think will end up happening is some way, somehow, Bray will think that he's going to win the Royal Rumble, and then he's going to, I don't know, something's going to happen. But I think, for some reason, I just believe Roman Reigns will get eliminated. I have no idea why. I think they'll all turn on him.
See, I feel like they're setting up Brock to be the Austin of this Rumble. Like, I think, I don't know if you guys remember, like, 98 it was, when Austin hit the ring, like, everyone stopped. You know how, like, you know, they all focused on him. I feel like Brock has been getting that treatment where he's going to come in and the entire group of wrestlers in the ring are going to turn and look at Brock and say, he's the biggest threat. And they're going to say, if anyone's going to eliminate Brock, it's probably going to be Reigns. I don't see anyone else getting that honor.
Yeah, I don't see that either.
Maybe Triple H.
Well, Bray. Yeah.
But it would be with the Wyatt family or Screwjob style.
Yeah.
You know, it's up in the air. I'm just going to be, I'm really looking forward to seeing how they book this. I just hope it's not booked improperly. That's my big thing. But, yeah, I guess we'll wait and see. I'm looking.
This reminds me of Survivor Series, how we all felt going into the tournament. There's a lot of good things that could happen in this tournament.
And Doug, how was that?
Yeah, it's great. Yay.
Yeah.
Sheamus.
Wait, Doug. Doug, did you give your final four?
No.
I did not give my final four. So, after listening to everybody else's final four, I'm still wanting to stick with my original final four that I said was a couple episodes back. So just go back to that episode where I was there and I talked about it. Because now I'm having a hard time remembering who it was.
Well, I'm guessing Reigns and Lesnar.
And AJ
Styles. I had Reigns, Lesnar, AJ Styles, and I think Bray Wyatt.
Yeah, okay. That sounds about right.
That would
so
be
I'm
going to
stick with that.
That would be awesome, but... Oh, well.
I don't think they'll tease Triple H until Fastlane. I think he'll come out after Reigns retains the title at Fastlane or beats somebody to. That would be my ultimate. That would be kind of funny if Curtis Axel wins the whole thing, loses it at Fastlane, but then Triple H just comes out and starts beating up on Roman Reigns, setting it up for Reigns versus Triple H. Yeah.
Fun fact, apparently you can be disqualified from the Royal Rumble.
How?
What?
In 2008, Finlay drew 27th, but was disqualified after helping Hornswoggle. I didn't know you could be disqualified in the Royal Rumble.
Now, there were 8 people who have not been eliminated.
All right.
Macho King.
Yeah. Macho Man was never eliminated from the 91 Royal Rumble.
So he is the longest. Well, he's never going to get eliminated now.
No, he's literally going to hold that record until. No.
we really need to set up a website for him then. Say, yeah. Still in the Royal Rumble after all this time. 15
years.
Yeah,
but the question is, did he go into another Royal Rumble after that?
Yeah, he did.
He's been eliminated.
The 92 one, he jumped over the top.
Did he?
Why? I think he was in a feud and he forgot that he was in the Rumble. So he did, and they had to like make up the rule that you had to be thrown over the top. You couldn't just jump over the top because he kind of screwed up. Little botch.
Yeah. Okay. Well, he always did that. When he went to the top rope, he'd always jump over the top rope. Then run up the ropes just to get to the elbow. So I believe that's what he was trying to do, but then he got knocked down.
I think he did the axe handle to like Jake or something like that. He just went after whoever he was feuding with at the time.
Mm.
Yeah, and if you want to set up a countdown, you can go get a website from HostGator. Are you a blogger or a podcaster, or are you just not happy with your web host? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script, as well as the free set button, and hands-on the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use a special coupon code OFFTHEMARK, you're going to save 25% off your web hosting packages. So what do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs. Also, make sure you check out Section 86's Off the Mark page and click on the banner at the top, say big on items from WWEshop.com. Let's talk some Impact Wrestling. Aaron, what is the big news that happened?
Well, Andy, your boy, Fat Hardy, he defeated EC3 to win the TNA World Heavyweight Championship. Now, we found out about this because, of course, after their live episode a couple weeks ago, they recorded, I think, 4 Impacts in a row. this being one of them. And it was a, this was a surprise to me. It really was. I was thinking that maybe Matt Hardy, he was going to go to Japan, or maybe he was going to, you know, take some time in Ring of Honor. But for whatever reason, you know, they decided to have Matt Hardy defeat EC3.
I think that's weird because he went over, which is something that shouldn't have been done yet. But I think they jumped the gun on this one. I like Matt Hardy. I always say I loved his V1 gimmick, but I think this is one of those times where I don't think he's the right person to be your TNA champ. I really don't think so.
Yeah, no, I agree. I would not have EC3's first loss be to Matt Hardy. You know, that's gonna be something that's always gonna be tied to him. And in particular, you don't have EC3 be a two-time champion. And in particular, he re-wins the title after it was vacant for 2 months. And then he loses it 2 days later or 2 weeks later, you know, in TV time. I don't know. I think that was a big mistake.
Wait, okay. I was under the impression that Matt Hardy won the series. Did EC3 win the series?
EC3 won this. Those two, it came down to the final two.
Uh-huh.
EC3 versus Matt Hardy. EC3 beat Matt Hardy.
Okay. So the right guy went over in that big long World Cup series. Yes. And then two tapings later, you have Matt Hardy beat Ethan Carter III.
Mm-hmm.
Matt Hardy, 45-year-old Matt Hardy, who hasn't been over since V1 back in 2003, which I think we all loved Matt facts. But like I said, that was 13 years ago.
Yep.
Beat basically the franchise player of your company. This is everything that is wrong with TNA.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going to invest in old guys, that's fine. Kurt Angle, AJ Styles a little bit up there in years, Christopher Daniels, Jeff Hardy is a brand. You know, all of those guys are guys that you can build around and build future stars off of. Matt Hardy is not going to build any future stars. Matt Hardy should not be main eventing Impact, let alone being your champion. I just don't – I don't understand what the logic is here. You built EC3 up great. He had an undefeated streak that would have put somebody else over who could be a big name, big time face, and you wasted on Matt Hardy? Why? Mm-hmm. Like, I would really love, I'd love to know the reasoning behind this.
I can tell you it's because Matt likes pulp in his orange juice. That's why.
Is it because he sold more copies of his book than his brother did?
Mm-hmm. Yes, and Matt often wonders why, or wonders how they did WrestleMania without him. Yeah. I think this thing, this is a joke to me. This shows that, okay, TNA was on the right track, and then I believe that they botched it. They completely botched this one.
Well, I think in particular, too, you know, kind of the state of TNA, if you were a new fan coming into this, so, you know, you didn't watch TNA on Destination America because you didn't get it, or, you know, it was like, oh, you know, they were on Spike TV and then they left. This would be a new beginning for you. And so, you know, your very first episode of Impact, I think would have been okay. I've been like, oh, this is interesting. This is neat. You know, you get to see EC3. You get to see what he's about. And then you get to see, obviously, everyone else. Second episode, not that great, you know, but it was whatever. And then you see this episode and you're like, wait, Matt Hardy defeated this guy that I actually kind of liked. You know, I liked hating him. I liked this EC3 guy. And you're going to kind of turn him face, I guess, you know, and you're going to have Matt Hardy turn heel. And if I was a new fan coming into this, I would be so perplexed. And then I probably wouldn't watch it again, to be quite honest. This isn't something that makes me go, I got to see what happens next week. This is something that makes me go, I don't need to watch this anymore.
No, I get what you're talking about. I mean, it's like, you know, that he rarely uses turn signals. I mean, it's just another one of those dumb facts. This is a fact. This actually hurt TNA. I like Matt. I think Matt's great. He's beaten Undertaker 2 straight times, but this has nothing to do with that. This has to do with Impact Wrestling and how they're doing horrible booking. And that's what really bothers me here.
I would have had Matt win, or I'm sorry, I would have had EC3 win and send Matt to Ring of Honor. That's what I would have done, you know? Or I would have had Matt on the outside looking in and, you know, try to do some sort of reinstatement angle, you know? But EC3's first loss should have come to an up-and-comer. That's why, like, Drew Galloway, I actually thought that maybe they were going to have him defeat EC3, you know, when they were talking about it for the
Bound for Glory.
Bound for Glory. You know, that's what I thought was going to happen. You have Michael Bennett now, who it looks like they're going to be building him up. So, you know, even that I would be more okay with. He's a young guy. And then that way he always has that claim to fame. And the same way Jericho always says, I was the first undisputed champion, because he was young and he can still, he's been saying that for years. So same thing, you do that here. You don't have Matt Hardy, who's not going to be in TNA in a couple of years. That is short-sighted booking. And I, to be quite honest, I'm very disappointed in Billy Corgan. I'm very disappointed in the booking team and Dixie Carter. And honestly, even Matt Hardy, I'm disappointed in Matt Hardy for not standing up and saying, guys, I don't think this is the right move for your company. I'm disappointed in him and EC3 for not for the same thing. EC3 should have been like, he's not the person I should lose
to. I suspect, though, that EC3 doesn't have the stroke to necessarily do that. No. I agree with you on the others. I have no problem with ending the streak here, but you, like you said, utilize a chip like this on somebody who's relevant. If Beer Money turns heel and Bobby Roode's the guy who ended the title, and now Bobby Roode, one of your faces of TNA for the last decade, can say, I ended your streak. Mm-hmm. You've now elevated him to permanent main event status. Good move. Matt Hardy is not a franchise player. I think we talked about Eric Young, and I said there are six guys I can name who I would use before him at least. Matt Hardy's in that same tier. He's not as low level to me as Eric Young because he has an established history in WWE.
Yeah, I would agree.
He's a TLC original, but he is a guy who should be your Intercontinental Champion who occasionally challenges for the heavyweight title. He should never be main eventing your top pay-per-view. He should never be your heavyweight champion. He should be only challenging for the heavyweight championship at low-level pay-per-views. Why is he beating an up-and-comer like EC3? What have you done to improve your company with that?
Especially on free TV. I mean, even with an IQ of 139, Matt knows better than that, all right? He knows way better than that. Even though, you know, and even though his favorite band is Pearl Jam, he knows that you have to go with a certain flow. Not, you know, he was at an even flow. Now he's at a, like this off flow that I have no idea what's going off. It's off he goes.
Sounds like your aunt. Andy, I got to ask you. Who was a worse world champion, Eric Young, Chris Sabin? Go.
Oh, Chris Sabin.
Roger.
Oh man. Chris Sabin can actually wrestle a 5-star match if he has to. I have to say Eric Young's worse.
I think Chris Sabin. I don't think that Chris
Sabin. I don't
think
he should have been champion either, but I could see that you could have built Sabin over time into a believable challenger in a Rey Mysterio vein. I don't understand how Eric Young ever got to that position.
Yeah,
I'm sorry about that. I'm sorry about that, by the way, Aaron. I'm still sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
I didn't mean to spoil that.
Yeah, he spoiled it because, you know, he's a couple hours ahead of me. And so he's like,
no, I saw Chris Sabin.
I'm like, are you kidding me? I'm watching it right now. Like, I was in the middle of watching it.
You did not. You know what? No more banana juice for you.
But yeah, right now the state of TNA is just, you know, it's up there. I mean, I can go off of all these different Matt facts, which I wish they'd bring back, but yeah, whatever.
Closing question, Andy. Over under. Is TNA here in 2017?
It'll be here in 2017.
Does it have a TV deal?
Ooh, okay. Yeah, I think it will. In fact,
I would agree. I think that they will be here in 2017. Just because, I mean, somebody, they'll be around in some capacity, but the state of it just isn't good. Like, honestly, it's not, I'm not excited to watch TNA anymore, you know, and to be quite honest. I mean, there's a lot of WWE I'm not excited to watch, but I would, given the option, you know, I'm choosing WWE right now. I'm choosing NXT. I'm choosing Raw, maybe SmackDown, then Impact.
Yeah, but with TNA right now, if they wanted to, and this is what I think they should do, is say for $5 a month, we're going to run all these TNA shows, just have their own TNA network is what they could do if they really wanted to.
I don't know if they have enough. Would they get enough subscribers if they ran their own network?
Well, if you do it on YouTube, though, they're not paying for the bandwidth. They're just going to split it. So, like, if I'm correct, the way it works, it's like they get 60%. So they would get like $3 of the $5 that gets put out there. So all they have to do is provide the content and YouTube will take care of the rest. But if they just have a live channel going the entire time, they can start with the first six episodes and just run those back to back. And then you do like 2 days later, run the next, you know, three or next four episodes after that, or six episodes. You could do something like that. And I would probably be interested, but they would have to run their pay-per-views on there as well. Then I'd be really interested.
Here's your closing thought, everyone. The former number two company in the world, we're now realistically discussing putting their show on YouTube. My, how the mighty have fallen.
Yes, that is true. All right, so that's all the time we have for this week's show. If you're into the Twitter, you can follow the show at OffMark86. I want to thank 86 Productions for hosting and editing the podcast, and I want to thank all of our listeners for taking the time to download and listen to the show. And for Roger Cave and Doug Hahn and Aaron Hughes, I am Andrew Hughes, and until next time, we'll see you in the ring.